Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced an update to the iPod Touch, which includes an A10 Fusion chip and a new 256GB storage model. This is the first update since the 6th-gen iPod Touch was released back in 2015. The new iPod Touch starts at $199 for the 32GB model, $299 for the 128GB model, and $399 for the new 256. Ahead of WWDC next week, 9to5 Mac reports it's obtained screenshots from the upcoming iOS 13, including dark mode, enabled through settings or in the control center, which also toggles on a new look for the dock. iOS 13 also appears to update the interface after taking a screenshot, and a new reminders app has a large sidebar highlighting today, scheduled, flagged, and all, along with a search box. Find My Friends and Find My Phone also look to be unified as a single Find My app. After reporting that Huawei's own OS, codenamed Hongmeng, was set for a commercial rollout next month, TechRadar now says that the company tells TechRadar this is not the case, blaming internal confusion for the messaging. TechRadar Middle East was originally given the June date by a Middle East Huawei executive. On May 20th, Google announced that it would partially cut off Huawei devices from Android, but the U.S. offered an extension through August 19th. Huawei says that the actual release date for its OS is still slated for late 2019 or 2020. Amazon halted orders from thousands of suppliers 2 months ago, then resumed taking those orders, which at the time the company said was an effort to crack down on counterfeit products. But sources tell Bloomberg that over the next few months, bulk orders will wind down for many smaller suppliers again as Amazon looks to cut costs and focus wholesale buying on big brands like Procter & Gamble, Sony, and Lego. Vendors selling less than $10 million in products each year on Amazon will reportedly no longer get wholesale orders, and a source says the company did not renegotiate annual terms with many smaller vendors, which usually happens every spring. Japan's government said Monday that foreign ownership of Japanese firms and high-tech industries will be restricted going forward. The new rule is set to become effective on August 1st. The announcement didn't call out specific countries or specific companies that could be impacted, but does say the rule applies to 20 sectors in information and communications industries. The law requires foreign investors to report to the Japanese government and undergo inspection if they buy at least 10% of stocks in listed Japanese companies or acquire shares of unlisted firms. Dell's new hybrid laptop tablet, XPS 13, features a taller 16x10 screen than the previous model, which Engadget says makes viewing spreadsheets and other productivity apps more useful. Its case now has more metal than any XPS case that Dell has ever produced before. The screen is now closer to the edge-to-edge maglev keyboard. The webcam has been moved up top, and the device has less prominent hinges. Dell added Intel's 10th-gen 10-nanometer CPU into the new XPS 13 and claims it'll be around 2.5 times faster than the last XPS convertible and will also include Intel's faster Iris Plus integrated graphics. Dell says it'll be offered soon, starting at $1,000. The Web Hypertext Application Technology Working Group, or WHATWG, which is comprised of Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla, signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the World Wide Web Consortium, or WC3, the standards body for the World Wide Web. The agreement states that the W3C is officially giving up publishing future HTML and DOM standards and will give full control back to browser vendors. The W3C will draft recommendations for future web standards, but the WHATWG will decide what ends up in their own products. So, the official HTML standard will be the HTML Living Standard, as well as the DOM Living Standard, both maintained by the WHATWG. And finally, the Canadian Parliament's Ethics Committee voted to subpoena Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg to testify before an international committee of parliamentarians meeting in Ottawa this week. The government says both could be found in contempt of parliament if they ignore the subpoena. Facebook has said neither Zuckerberg nor Sandberg plan to attend. Kevin Chan, who heads up public policy for Facebook Canada, told CBC News that he and Neil Potts, who is the director of public policy for Facebook, will be answering the committee's questions. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.